You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic, how chiropractic care can help with pregnancy, breastfeeding, and overall spinal health. Hello, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
I'm really well. Thanks, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me today. So let's jump in. So May is National Women's Health Observance Month. So let's start by talking about pregnancy. What is the biggest benefit of receiving chiropractic care during all stages of pregnancy?
Yeah, great question, Liz. Chiropractic care for moms to be as they go through gestations, critically important and has so many benefits in regards to posture, how the moms are feeling and functioning during a pregnancy, obviously getting mom's body ready to birth baby when obviously we're at that time. So there's so many cool things that come with treating pregnant moms in the practice. But if you jump on a website, icpa.org, International Chiropractic Pediatric Association.org, there's a bunch of good research papers and case studies and articles on there that just has so many benefits for pregnant moms during pregnancy. For example, just pulling a couple of studies up, they moms who are under chiropractic care during gestation have on average, I'll have to pull the exact stat up, but it's around a 2 to 4 hour shorter labor time on average. Moms who are under chiropractic care compared to moms who aren't have a much, much higher chance of falling through on their birth plan, particularly a natural birth plan. Again, moms who are under chiropractic care during gestation have a lot less chance of intervention. So if that's Pitocin or epidural or emergency C-section during gestation. So chiropractic care really helps moms during gestation with obviously all the changes that come, and it really prepares the body for due date and obviously delivering a baby if you plan to have a natural birth especially. Yeah, it's those cool stuff that pregnant moms receive during chiropractic care. It's really cool treating pregnant moms in the practice.
Great. Now, back pain is very common in pregnancy. How does chiropractic care help alleviate back pain in pregnant women?
Yeah, great question. So back pain could be lower back or upper back. Obviously, as moms go through gestation and preparing to get ready for baby, obviously, in regards to the breast, getting gorged and filled with milk, ready to feed baby, that obviously is an increase in the weight of the upper body, which typically increases that curve in your upper back and kind of rolls the shoulders forwards. So obviously moms that are going through a gestation can typically get quite a lot of upper back pain. So obviously, essentially, when we're in pain, it shifts back to the spine. The spine can subluxate. Subluxation essentially means the joint's stuck and or shifted. Subluxation creates stress on the nervous system. Stress on the nervous system manifests as pain, so upper back pain, or can manifest as conditions. So in that area, the nerves in your upper back innervate heart and lungs. They innervate your esophagus, you can get reflux, indigestion, heartburn, for example. So by getting adjusted, you can get the joint back in alignment and essentially take stress off the nerve, and obviously your nerves under not under stress isn't going to is not going to be able to emit pain signals, so less pain. Also improve the functionality of that joint to really help with reflux indigestion, heartburn. When it comes to low back pain, obviously the body's going through a massive change, getting ready for a baby. So a lot of progesterone release, which loosens up ligaments, obviously, so then we can actually physically birth the baby. So typically, a lot of low back pain, obviously, too, as you grow the baby, it's really going to pull your spine forward, change the shape of your spine, plus ligaments that are loose aren't going to keep you in alignment. So again, chiropractic adjustments can evaluate pelvis, sacrum, low back, make sure they're in alignment, take stress off the nerve. Obviously get you out of pain, but remember all those nerves in your lower back, don't just innervate the lower back in regards to making pain signals. 85% of your nerves don't have the ability to send pain signals, so all those nerves are vitally important in obviously feeding the reproductive organs and make sure they're doing the job as we go through gestation. So obviously being adjusted takes stress off the nervous system, so we feel good but we also function good. And then sacral alignment and pelvic alignment is really important for allowing a baby to spin and get face and head down, getting ready for due date. And obviously we're misaligned in our pelvis and our low back, we can have pain, but also can actually create physical blockages where the baby's unable to spin. So there's a specific technique you can perform where you're evaluating pelvic, low back, tailbone alignment. You can do some soft tissue work in the round ligament. The ligament anchors the kind of abdomen and the sacral or pelvis together. We've had this year alone about half a dozen breech babies in the practice, and we've followed through on chiropractic care and we managed to spin the baby round, and moms have managed to follow through on their natural birth plan.
And how does chiropractic care help a new mother become successful with breastfeeding?
Yeah, great question. And breastfeeding can be quite tricky for some babies and for some moms, particularly with the latching. So obviously, in order to latch, the baby's got to be able to rotate their head and then obviously latch onto the breast to feed. And a lot of the times, babies struggle with the latching. It's a mechanical issue, particularly in the upper cervical spine. You have 7 bones in your neck, and the first 2 bones, C1, C2, cervical 1 and 2, is your atlas and axis. They rotate the head. 70% of rotation in your head comes from through those 2 bones. Mm-hmm. So obviously, a baby fitting through the pelvic inlet, it's quite a tight squeeze. So In order to get through there, it can be quite arduous for the baby, particularly if we've got intervention, HVAC or forceps, and it's really kind of difficult. We're pulling on the baby's head and the neck. That can create subluxations in the neck. Again, some stages of joints that out of alignment and not moving well. Some stage can manifest as pain but also dysfunction. So again, if the baby's quite an arduous delivery, and those bones in their upper neck are subluxated, well, the baby's physically not going to be able to rotate their head very well, so which can lead to issues with latching and obviously issues with breastfeeding. So chiropractic care is awesome for being able to evaluate cervical spine alignment and then getting those bones in alignment, and by doing that the baby's going to be able to do what they intend to do, be able to use, be able to rotate the head so they can rotate fully and latch, and then obviously breastfeed efficiently.
And besides providing help with breastfeeding, what are some benefits of receiving chiropractic care during the postpartum months?
Yeah, great question. And then that can obviously be for mom and baby. We start with mom, obviously you've just spent 9 months growing a baby, and then the birthing process, regardless if it's a natural birth or a C-section birth, takes a massive amount out of the body, right? So if you've got a C-section, you're cutting through the abdominal wall, cutting through all the core muscles, so then they stitch you up, and unfortunately, follow-up care for postpartum is not great. So then they're like, all right, you're all set, no lifting for 6 weeks, and then you can just get on with it. Well, your diaphragm's not really working properly, your core muscles aren't working properly, so then all of a sudden moms are expected to function like they were, pre-baby. Mm-hmm. And when you're not getting the muscles engaging and supporting, that can create shifts in the spine, which can create pain and dysfunction, and obviously manifest to, conditions, so painful irregular menses, for example. So obviously chiropractic care postpartum can involve multiple types of treatment, and typically our treatment in our practice is going to be involved in evaluation of the alignment, make sure joints are in alignment, no stress on the nervous system, to manifest or take care of any pain and or dysfunction, and obviously make sure we're following up with some physical therapy too, engaging, make sure we're getting the diaphragm switched back on, it's critically important for core stability, make sure we're working on the pelvic floor to create stability in the pelvic floor, which is obviously going to follow through on good core stability, pelvic low back stability, and then obviously incontinence, things of that nature that can come post-birth. And then with baby, again, having been a baby and getting going through the birth process is pretty stressful. So getting a baby checked out or getting their spine checked out after birth is critically important, particularly in that upper cervical region for mechanical issues or dysfunctions such as latching during breastfeeding, or sensory dysfunction. Those top two bones of your neck are right under your brain stems, more nervous system activity there than anywhere else in your entire spine. And there's the vagal nerve runs through there that controls homeostasis. So just make sure your baby gets checked out, the spine gets checked out, make sure in alignment so then subluxations, misalignments don't manifest as dysfunction. Typically in babies, it's not pain, it's dysfunction. So reflux, indigestion, constipation, inability to latch and feed, etc. Babies in the chiropractic care are going to do a lot better than the ones that aren't.
And lastly, what are some ways women can achieve good spinal health and maintain it?
Yes, good spinal health. Essentially, motion's lotion. When we move, it does so much. It stimulates, 80% of stimulation in your brain comes from movement of the spine. It's how the brain and the joint and the nerve communicate to one another. Obviously, when the joint's moving, it's creating hormone proliferation. So a good way to have good spinal health is go see a chiropractor, get your spine adjusted. The spine is in alignment and moving. It's going to stimulate the brain, it's going to stimulate the disc, which is super healthy or important. Obviously, they're the shock absorbers of the spine. It's going to make sure the joint's in alignment, there's minimal stress on the nervous system, which is going to allow us to feel and function good. And obviously, follow through on the rehab your chiropractor will provide you some basic spinal mobility. Taking the spine through its intended range of motion in each segment is just great to get this essentially stimulate the spine, have good spine off. So motion is lotion. Make sure the spine's moving, get adjusted, and by doing that you're going to be in far better shape than someone who's not getting adjusted or who's super sedentary and there's a ton of micro stress in the life that manifests as symptoms and conditions down the road.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Liz.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.